I want to tell you about Tyreek Hill once again opening his mouth out in Miami. This time it's funny, though, actually, because we all remember the clip of Legarius Sneed just completely knocking Tyreek Hill to the ground, just slamming him to the ground.
Yes.
It was great, very funny clip as a Chiefs fan. Well, Tyreek Hill was on a million dollars worth of game podcast that basically he said his head coach, Mike McDaniel, called him out after Hill got manhandled by Chiefs corner Legarius Sneed. Quote, the play against Sneed, the Chiefs, everybody see this play against the Chiefs when the mother effer slammed me to the floor. He called me out. I didn't realize, by the way, this was not bleep, so I got to be careful as I'm reading this. He like reeked, bro. You're supposed to be the effing best player in the effing league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. We pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love this bleep like that. I'm going to take that bleep to heart, and I'm going to get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me? If a mother effer cannot hold me accountable, why didn't we just have the audio of this? I feel like I'm knocking. That's a lot of bleeps.
I didn't want to do the editing. I'll be honest with you.
Like, obviously, the coaches can bypass that, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, he'll get better from it. I'm not going to keep reading. This goes on. It's just a bunch of rambling from Tyreek.
Essentially,
Hill.
What it is Tyreek got called out by his coach for getting punked by Legarius Sneed on the football field, and then in the same podcast complained that he felt disrespected, that the Chiefs gave Isaiah Pacheco number 10. Which part about it? Was it he gave it to another player, that he gave it to another player that was a seventh-round pick? Which part were you offended by? Also, you aren't allowed to be offended if you are the person who chose to leave. Like, that's the part of it.
Yeah, you forced your way out.
Yeah, you left. That was your call. And you'd be like, well, you know, they could have just paid that. Come on, man. You made your choice. You wanted to make more money, and you said, trade me if you're not going to pay me. You made your choice.
The exact quote on Pacheco from Tyreek Hill was, Kansas City's got a real good running back. I did feel they disrespected when they gave him 10, though. I didn't like that. There's only one 10. There should only be one 10 in your heart. That's from Tyreek Hill. Your damn number, man.
It does kind of. He played here for 5 years. It's not, you know, like, how many total years did Tyreek Hill, was he a Chief?
I don't know. And he's going to end up in the Chiefs Hall of Fame at some point. I
don't know. Sometimes if you say enough dumb things when you leave, it gets harder.
Not going to happen right away. It might be years and years removed.
He won't be as fast as he should have been based on the level of talent that he possessed. I'll say that. Like, based on, because he's probably the Chiefs' most talented wide receiver in their history.
Absolutely.
Their most successful wide receiver in their history is Dwayne Bowe, which says something about their wide receiver history, but I'm just letting you know, the best career is a Chiefs wide receiver is that long. He played 1, 2, 3.
I know people bring up
6 years in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's a long NFL career. There's no complaining. He had a ton of yards and a bunch of touchdowns.
Yeah, people bring up Otis Taylor. Obviously, Otis Taylor's already in. But just talking about maybe 20 years from now, I could see Tyreek Hill getting in the Chiefs Ring of Honor or something. Remember, there's some legendary Chiefs players that are still or not in.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, it could be 30 years from now, even.
The thing that hurts him is he keeps talking trash. He said negative things about Mahomes on his way out the door. He's still complaining that they disrespected him, which is not true. The best part of the entire thing is he's talking about how he has to go on a vacation every year because he doesn't like watching the Chiefs win Super Bowls without him. I guarantee you that had to be the biggest ego punch of all time to Tyreek Hill. Because I guarantee you, a player of his talent level, when he got traded away, he's like, they'll never be the same without me. They thought that paying me a little bit less was the only way. The Chiefs will never be the same without me. And then right after they traded him, they won back-to-back Super Bowls. Not just one. They just won more.
Just got to. That's why it's got to sting so bad.
And they beat him.
Sting so bad for him.
On the way to get there this year.
Twice. This year, too. In Germany and, as you said, in the playoffs.
You had the chance to stop him.
Trent McDuffie stripped the ball away from him and what ended up being the game-winning play, in my opinion, even though it was early in the game, against Miami. It just set the tone for the whole stage on that one. And then, beat him in the playoffs on their way to their second consecutive Super Bowl without you. That was maybe, like, honestly, I don't know that you could have a bigger confidence boost on the planet in Patrick Mahomes than that. They lost easily. A top three wide receiver in the league. You can make an argument for the best wide receiver in the league, but nobody will argue with a top three wide receiver in the league. And they won 2 Super Bowls in a row without him. Didn't even matter. So who cares? By the way, you only played there 6 years. You don't get numbered retired for 6 years. Hell, the kid in the the young kid in Baltimore who just got called up, their number one prospect.
Oh, baseball, Jackson Holliday.
Yeah, he got Cal Ripken Sr.'s number. He, like, called the family and did the whole thing. And
he's
said,
off to a rough start. But
hey,
yeah.
Do you mind? You know, like, what do you think? You're too good? A Ripken in Baltimore coughed up their number for a kid. And I get it. It was a seventh-round rookie. But they weren't going to, like, hold 10 hostage forever. It's also just too good of a number. I'll be honest.
10?
Yeah.
Trent Green's worn that number as well.
71. You can have that one forever, man. Ain't nobody care. But 10? That was a good number.
The only
numbers
that won't be touched are 15 and 87. And maybe not touched because...
15 and 87 are untouchable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a maybe. I think that the Chiefs don't have, like... The NFL teams don't really retire numbers because you have to do it the same way. But they'll be real careful before the next person they put in 87.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, if you're another quarterback ever in Chiefs history, no other quarterback in Chiefs history is ever wearing 15
you'd
as a starter. Like there's no reason to.
Yeah, you'd be a wide receiver wearing or something. Like, if you're a quarterback, why on earth? Hell, Trent Green played...
Unless I say you wore number 10.
1, 2, 3, 4. He played as many years as Tyreek Hill in 10. Trent Green wasn't offended when... I don't know.
I like Trent Green. Obviously, Trent Green I don't think was ever considered a top three at his position, but I get your point, right? Trent Green is one of the most likable guys that's ever played for the Chiefs, I feel like.
They played for the Chiefs when they were good.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't win a
Super Bowl. Someone said also, if we're not just talking about numbers, obviously Derek Thomas is number 58 for obvious reasons.
Yeah, that one will never get worn.